Good morning, friends. We are delighted in this chapel service to host the chamber singers led by Shannon Kaiser. And not just for an opening song or two, but for the entire service, also blending in scripture readings and closing with a congregational song that Perry Blosser will lead, and then Friday announcements. Thank you, Shannon, and thank you for chamber singers for blessing us this morning.
This morning it seemed fitting for a chapel on a chapel of music, a chapel of scripture, to focus on the reality of what Christ's resurrection and this week after Easter means for us. And the first one, the first meaning for us can be that because he came, first as a baby, because he came and sacrificed himself, we can now sing with joy. And we're going to begin by singing two psalm settings.
Good morning, everyone. I will be reading from Psalm 113. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, you his servants. Praise the name of the Lord. Let the name of the Lord be praised, both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the place where it sets, the name of the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is exalted over all the nations, his glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, the one who sits enthroned on high, who stoops down to look on the heavens and the earth? He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. He seats them with the princes of his people. Praise the Lord.
I'll be reading from Psalm 34. I will exalt the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will glory in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and he delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him.
Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed are those who take refuge in him. And because he is risen, things have changed. We can take refuge in this God that has came for us, who died for us, and is risen from the dead. Because he is risen, things have changed. This next song that we sing is going to be set on Easter morning. And because he is risen, things have changed so much that it doesn't matter what we look like on the outside. It doesn't matter who we are in our cultures. But it matters that he came for us, he loves us, and that we can carry the gospel anywhere that we go. Because Jesus lives, we can come to God with confidence. We can come to him with our thoughts, with our prayers, with our pleadings, with our failures. Because he lives, we can come to God because he knows us personally. He cares about us infinitely, intimately, and infinitely we are going to be his.
I will be reading again from Psalm. It's going to be Psalm 51. Have mercy on me, O God. In thy goodness and loving kindness, pour out mercy. And according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, forgive my sin. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Give us peace.
Because we can confess our sins and what we've just said here, Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us and grant us peace. We hear that peace, Dona Nobis Pacem, descending down, granting us that peace. And because we have that peace, we can take that peace to the world. Because he is coming again, we have light. Because he is coming again, we have hope. Because he is coming again, we have true peace.
I'll be reading from John 1 and John 8:12. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and through the world was made through him. The world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory and the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
Because he came, because he is risen, and because he is coming again, may the peace of the Lord go with you. Let's stand together and we're going to sing one hymn together. speaking of that light which has come into the world, and now as we go about our week and our weekends.
Number 95. Sorry, I'm singing, sorry.